I'm on the kind of train that commuters in the southeast of England probably last saw about 20 years or more ago. It's quite loud. It's rather cosy. It doesn't go especially fast. And we're trundling along somewhere between York and Knaresborough. I have to say, this isn't the worst that the Northern Rail system can throw at you. I always get mixed up between the sprinters and the pacers. I think this one's a sprinter. The pacers are basically old buses on rails. At least this isn't one of those. And it's been a bit of a sensory roller coaster so far. At one stage there was the unmistakable smell of manure, which then merged into a rather pleasant smell of damp hay. To the extent that you could almost imagine the horses out there in the gloom, nestling down to sleep, if that's what horses do. Do they nestle? Not sure. And then the smell of hay receded, and there was a smell a bit like manure, but not quite manure. Thankfully, that one's gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, now approaching Tattle, the next station
is on. I was about to say that I didn't think that she'd made any announcements, but that's good, she is announcing them. There is a chance of me getting off at the right stop. It was an absolutely beautiful evening when I left London earlier on. Missed my original train. Got one half an hour later, but it was fine. Managed to get space for the dog after Peterborough. The final hour, easy change at York. It's always wonderful going back to York. It's where I spent 3 very happy years at university. Well, it seems happy now. I think I'm glossing over all the essay writing and everything. And I don't really get to Yorkshire very much these days, so it's always wonderful to be back. And now we're on the final leg into Knaresborough, where I shall be visiting Mark and Ching and seeing their new daughter and, of course, Archie the dog. It'll be interesting seeing Gio meeting Archie. Archie's about, well, I think he's certainly under 10 kilos, possibly around 5. He's a rather tiddly West Highland Terrier. And Gio is a 40 kilo German Shepherd Retriever cross. It's going to be interesting. Really to have my arm wrenched out as we walk up from the station. Looking forward to seeing them though, and looking forward to what looks like it's going to be a sunny weekend in Yorkshire.